A college professor whose course includes a digital cleanse says switching to online teaching in light of COVID-19 has produced interesting results. I spoke with Manhattanville College visiting assistant professor Joni Ciani about her digital socialization course and how the pandemic helped breed interpersonal communication skills.
And what I discovered by 2011, 2012, I was noticing that students were not communicating in a way that will have their needs met. Fast forward a decade later, we're now seeing the anxiety, the depression, and the effects of not communicating in a way that we're heard and understood. It became very performance-driven. Who am I? My brand? What are people saying? How many likes am I personally being relevant by my social media feed? And then as the pandemic hit in the spring of this year, everyone kind of knew that I did this class where we step away from social media for a week. So in the beginning, I kind of got a lot of, oh, what are you going to do now? Like, thank God for social media, Ciani, because how else would we connect with people? And I'm like, not sure. And my students, I was like, listen, this is new territory. If you feel you're going to be isolated without being on social media for a week as part of this class, let me know. And I was shocked that the Manhattanville students said, no, we're all in. We're doing this. And they went, we created this workbook that they could monitor their anxiety, that they can reflect on a day-to-day basis. And we focused on, here are the skills to communicate on a deeper level, because we're all feeling sad and off-put and scared. And none of this can be resolved through a social media post. And how can you then pick up the phone and call somebody confidently and effectively, being able to say, hey, Allison, I'm assuming you're home because we're in a pandemic. Just wanted to check to see how you were feeling. And so communicating on this deeper level allowed students to connect more deeply, and literally they just felt better. And so I discovered this when we did our film, Selling Your Soul, in 2013, and it has been so consistent for the past 7 years that we have to get back to teaching these fundamental skills to be heard, to be understood. Students had options of working on certain relationships. Remember, a lot of kids all of a sudden found themselves back in their home with their entire families. And if some kids were in their family and they didn't get along with a parent or a step-parent, or we had Zoom calls where grandparents were walking into their Zoom meetings and were like, hello, how are you? And we invited grandparents literally to communicate with us in class, which was hysterical. But what students discovered was, as one student said, I used the phone call conversation to call a coach. And during the conversation, I could tell that he picked up on how anxious I was about the fall. And he comforted me and he calmed me down. And I know, and I mean, this is this big hockey playing kid. He's like, I know that that never would have happened if it was in a text or an email. We're literally having students discover the power of authentically connecting by doing this compare and contrast exercises. And it was so sweet. One kid was going, do you know you can literally hear somebody smile in a phone call?
Ciani's independent film, Selling Your Soul, has been re-released on Amazon. It examines the first digitally socialized generation's relationship with digital devices and what to do about it. She says the 7-year-old documentary is relevant today and that her current students feel the same as those in her film. Now, Ciani says it took the pandemic for young people to understand and feel that there is a big difference between having social needs met authentically as opposed to through their digital experiences.
In the film, we called it a digital cleanse, but literally after we did the film, what we discovered was the reason students got so into doing it, where I didn't have to, you know, twist anyone's arm, they wanted to do it, was we spent 8 weeks building the skills first and introducing them to empathetic listening and being able to, you, and then by the time the 8 weeks is up, inherently a student starts to say, you know what, I kind of want to see. I actually want to see how I do with these new skills. So it's very different than just these courses that just go like, oh, just go without something. And we're like, no. You have to journal. You have to compare and contrast your emotional reaction during this week. And the journaling becomes really the pivotal part. How did it feel to connect on a deeper level? And that's really where they discover, oh, it's really not the same. And so the pandemic part was interesting because for the first time, a lot of students are now being able to say and feel, oh, authentically connecting, we are human, we are social by nature, I need people. Like, social media is not just an equitable substitute. The last line of my film is literally this kid saying, you can't take human interaction out of the equation, because that's how it began and that's where we need to move forward.
She says it's also important to learn to listen with empathy and patience.
That was one of the things that a lot of students said. I was really happy that I had the patience to literally listen to my mother. And just, because I always say listening is love, and listening to somebody, giving them your full time and attention, is the most loving thing you can do and can literally change a relationship.
Author and independent filmmaker Joni Ciani is a visiting assistant professor at Manhattanville College in Purchase, New York. Reporting from WAMC's Hudson Valley Bureau on the campus of Vassar College, I'm Hudson Valley Bureau Chief Allison Dunn.